Rob Parsh.
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that.
Okay. And are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast.
Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show. Phone line, text line is open now, as it always is, 24/7, 365, 813-693-2124. If you'd like to get in touch, HMBRadio.com is the website. Instagram, Twitter, find me at home_made_man. Facebook is HMB Radio, and I welcome you back to the program. I hope you're well. I'm okay. I'm good. Civil War started. That kind of sucks. Oh my God! I know. I was thinking about recording this thing today. But I was thinking, oh my God! I don't think by the time this airs, nobody's gonna want to hear about these freaking Covington, Kentucky Catholic school kids anymore. But oh my God, it just keeps rolling. It keeps going on. It's really exposed, I think, how separated we are in the country, and it's really horrifying, frankly. Even after the tapes came out, there's still people trashing these kids and what they're, and I think I know why, because that kid that was in the video smirking looks like a human version of that Pepe the Frog meme that became infamous during the election on 4chan. Pepe is that frog, and then they turned him into a MAGA hat-wearing frog, and that kid has the same look on his face that that Pepe meme, frog meme, had, and it created such a visceral reaction with everybody that it just steamrolled out of control. So, of course, the initial narrative was completely incorrect. The media was either intentionally deceitful or just really bad at their jobs with this whole thing. And it wasn't only, you know, the left-wing media, but the right-wing media. A lot of them were condemning these kids right off the bat. And some people still are, you know, because he was smirking. And you can't do that to a Native American fella because it's disrespectful. Some 16-year-old kid, I guess, should have just averted his eyes and either got on his knees or just left in shame, because that's how he should feel about himself, apparently. So, that ended up being total bunk, and nothing really happened from it. I mean, people were talking about it online, of course, and it really, everybody took a side of where they stood, and some people doubled down about how they felt about it, and now it went, Alyssa Milano tweeted out that the MAGA hat is a new white hood, which is just insane. I'm sorry, but that's crazy, man. I don't see how you can't see that's insane. 60 million people voted for Donald Trump in the country. So there's 60 million Klansmen? Is that what you're saying? Then what do we call Klansmen now? It just doesn't, it's the rhetoric is so out of control. And it really felt like it was calming down a little bit. I felt like things were getting a little better, and then boom, all of a sudden this happened and blew up. And then it turns out, man, I'm telling you, the Russia or whatever, some foreign, they're using the psyops, man. I'm telling you, it's not a conspiracy, man. This is true. The account that got this whole thing started on Twitter, that posted this video and got the whole thing steamrolling down, ended up being a bot account that was based in Brazil, and Twitter suspended that account. So, and if this account was pumping out, I guess, like hundreds and hundreds of tweets a day, so that's how they figured out that it was a bot account. Is there any way to stop those bot accounts from signing up? Like, don't the algorithms pick up something? Just outlaw bot accounts. I don't know. I'm completely naive and ignorant as far as computers. I have no idea what they do. I know you can get on the internet with them. Other than that, no idea. And I feel like I really fell behind. I should have paid attention to that more. I built a computer when I was a kid. Me and my stepdad, like, we built our own computer and stuff, but I just don't have the IQ to figure that stuff out. So it just didn't really interest me. So I kind of bailed on that whole thing. But boy, I wish I would have paid attention to computers, because that's really where the earth is going. Humanity's going. But yeah, so this account that got the whole thing started is based in Brazil. I think that they're just screwing with us. The only way that America can be taken down is from the inside. And I think they know that. And I think a big part of our division in the country is on purpose. And they're trying to take us down, and we're letting them do it, man. Because my Facebook feed was lit up, boy. Oh, my God. And I had to just start unfriending people. In order to keep my acquaintanceship with a lot of these people in this town that I know, I can't view your stuff. It's insane. It's unhinged paranoia derangement on a level that I've never seen in my life. So then it came out, you know, the next day that I saw a few people posted this same thing of an 8-second clip of supposedly these same kids with the big incident, the Covington Catholic kids, yelling at some girl, some pretty blonde girl, yelling MAGA at her. And you just caught the end of it. Now, and then they were saying, well, this is proof still that they're sons of bitches. And they probably are jerks because they're 16. And I remember being a 16-year-old. And guess what? I was a total jerk. Anywho. So people were looking. See? We judged too quickly again. These boys are yelling MAGA at some girl. First of all, who cares? Number one. Big deal. They're yelling the president's slogan at you? So what? Who cares? And then number two, I don't believe that she was just an innocent bystander walking by. I think what happened was that she probably called them names and probably called them and probably instigated the situation. Because what is the motive to yell at this pretty blonde girl just walking by and minding her business? There is that. It just doesn't make sense. And the cognitive dissonance in this whole thing is like, look, just be reasonable. Let's be rational about this whole thing. Let's think about this a little bit, but everyone just has such an emotional reaction to it. They just can't do it, no matter what side you're on. There was a rush to defend these kids immediately by some, and most of the time it was people trying to gang up on these kids and condemn them immediately, or death threats. There were these kids, they're just kids, they're boys. But there was calls for blue check marks on Twitter to have these boys killed, doxed, harass the family. And then it went from not only these group of boys that went to this school, but the whole school is now being condemned because it got shown that there was blackface involved at a basketball game. There was this picture of a young black fella on the opposite team, and then a crowd of young white boys in painted black entirely. And they were saying that was, in fact, blackface. And this was the picture was from 2011. What does that have to? That was 8 years ago. What does that have to do with this incident? But they're trying. I mean, they're trying desperately. They're doubling and tripling down on that whole thing. It's sad, mostly, really frustrating, and it just shows, you know, where we're at in the country. So, I don't know. 813-693-2124. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts, or perhaps you're just over it now. I hope by the time this gets released early next week, you know, when I'm recording this, that it's just over with. But I have a feeling this seems like a big deal to me, this one. And I hope I'm wrong, but I really feel like this has sparked the new Cold War, which will be fought online, and everybody is going to lose. Because one side thinks that other side is evil, and the other side thinks that side are crazy lunatics. And I don't know. They both may be right at this point, because I've never seen it this bad in my entire life. I feel like the culture is like, remember the dress. Is the dress black or blue, or is it white and gold? And some people saw white and gold, and some people saw the black and blue. And we were gotten, you know, fights about it. You know, obviously not like the ones we're getting a fight over the political situation, but, you know, you just swore this is what you saw. And I feel like that's what this video did to our minds. Some people are like, what is going on here? This is not a big deal at all. And then the other side is just wants these kids dead for this. Some people, anyways. I don't understand what's happening. I'm a little scared. And I don't know. How do you feel about it? 813-693-2124. What else did I do this week? I went to a play this week. I went to the theater. That's right. I had a friend of mine who was, he's an actor, and he does community theater. And he wanted us all, you know, the gang, to go to his play. And I went, I don't want to do that. That's dumb. I'm not going to enjoy that at all. And they were talking about going to Friday night. Oh, I can't go Friday night because I got to work. So sorry, guys. And then they ended up saying, oh, we'll go Saturday instead. And I went, oh, that's awesome. God damn it. So I begrudgingly went to this play. I was very surprised about how much I enjoyed it. Because I don't know what it is. Like, I can't do musicals. And for some reason, I thought I was going to hate a play, too. But the play was actually kind of cool. And I, for some reason, I thought there was going to be singing and stuff. I can't do that whole thing. Somebody gave me that movie Sweeney Todd to watch one time. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll check it out. And I put it in the DVD player, pushed play. And, you know, it's dark and gloomy out. And then there's a ship that's going down the river. And then Johnny Depp comes out and goes, and I go, nope, I'm out. Forget it. Can't do it. Popped out the DVD, and that was the last I saw Sweeney Todd. I'm just not into that stuff, you know? But it ended up being really cool. I think I like going to plays. Maybe that's just because I'm an old man now. I don't know, but I thought it was a good time. It was interesting, though. The play was written in 19, I think, like, in the 60s at some point, and it was, like, Never Too Late, I think was the name of it. And it was basically about this, like, mid-50s, early 60-year-old couple with adult children living in the house. And they ended up getting pregnant. So it was, like, the story of that. And it was a comedy. It was a chuckle at a few things. But it was mostly, you know, 1960s humor, which is pretty, you know, by today's standards, not as laugh-out-loud as some of the stuff that you hear today. But I thought it was funny because the language that they used was archaic. It was from the 60s, and it was involving, you know, World War II vets, I guess, coming back from the war. So the way they talked was kind of, it was archaic, the way they talked about women and stuff. That's women's work, and, you know, I forget what else was said, but I found it funny because it seemed like it was all old people there, like 60s and 70s, 80s, some of them. So it was all older folks there, but they seemed shocked by the language. Whenever they would say something like, oh, that's women's work or something, the ladies would go, oh, and gasp at that. I'm like, you're 70 years old. You never heard this stuff in your life? But it's weird how we look at everything through today's lens now, even the older generation. I didn't think they dealt with this stuff, but I guess they kind of do. I don't know. And it was funny because at one point there was the women were talking in the play by themselves and, you know, cursing the men that were in the play. And, you know, one of them said that men are animals, and the ladies laughed, like half the crowd laughed, which that's fine. I'm not offended, but I felt like the need to be offended. I wanted to try it out, so I went, oh, I don't like that, and got nothing. Like, no one even said it, nor should they. Obviously, I'm goofing around. I thought my friends would, you know, say something or laugh or something. Nothing. Just bombed publicly in a crowded theater, which is pretty much sums up my career thus far. But yeah, it was cool. I think I'm gonna like start going to plays and stuff. It's cool. Get to, you know, the artistic expression of the city. You know, we have a rich culture here in the community, and I want to be a part of it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Tell me your thoughts.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
All right, folks. This week, we welcome a new sponsor to the Homemade Broadcast, NTTFitness.com, located in Pinellas Park. They are a gym and a food preparation service. You can meal prep. So I know you just started the new year. You know, you started good going to the gym and cooking good meals and stuff, and then you just completely fall off the rails. It happens to a lot of people. And I talked to my friend who does this. She does her own meal prepping, because I was telling her, I was like, oh, I got this cool new sponsorship, and, you know, they're sending me food to eat. It's healthy and all that. She goes, well, you could do that yourself. Well, yeah, I know. Obviously, I can do it myself. But it takes forever, man. She's like, well, it takes, you know, a few hours. How much? What's a few hours? I don't know. It takes me like 6 hours. Okay, that completely devastates your Sunday if you want to do anything. Why not let NTT Fitness do the cooking for you? They'll deliver it right to your dang door. And then you can eat healthy. You can eat good. I was a little nervous because the meals, I got the calorie counter on there. And it's like, you know, 450 calories or something like that. And I go, uh-oh, that ain't enough. And I was worried I was going to have to eat two of those things. But I'm surprisingly, one will do me. You know, you eat slow. You take your time, and it's really filling. It's great food. Get your Sundays back. Don't do your food prep. Let NTT Fitness do it for you. Use code LEVELUP15, all one word, to get 15% off your first order. That's LEVELUP15 at checkout. Get 15% off your first order. Also want to say thank you to Truvy Salon and Spa. Good old reliable Chrissy and Truvy Salon and Spa. .com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Botox Lady is coming. So if you want to look better, you know, flatten out, it's like an iron for your face. You know, you put it in there, smooths it out, you look good, you feel good, get a haircut, get some Botox in you, get your nails done, look good, feel good. Visit Truvy, T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa.com. Make your appointment today. And finally, Homemade Podcasts. With an S, homemadepodcast.com. It is my little media consulting business. And I actually got a call this week, and I'm working with this lady named Tara, who is going to start a podcast about markets here in St. Pete. So I'm looking forward to working with her. And I want to work with you as well. If you want to start a podcast but don't know how, well, I'm your man, because I'm talking to you through that medium currently. So I'm able to do that. So contact me at homemadepodcast.com. You can always call the HMB radio line as well, 813-693-2124. Leave a message. I'll get right back to you. Or maybe you're a local business here in St. Pete, Tampa Bay, that would like to advertise with a little podcast that could. Podcasting is a growing medium, an industry, and it's an affordable way to advertise. So hit me up at hmbradio.com. I'm looking forward to working with you.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioCP.com.
Stay Woke is a radio program heard at midnights on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. Always on the Bone app, so you can download it and listen on demand, because you probably sleep like a normal human being. So you can download the app today in a Google or iTunes Play Store, 102.5 The Bone. And check out our show, Stay Woke. It's a program I do with Anna Hummel every weeknight at midnight. And since we talked about a bunch of political stuff off the bat, we wanted to keep it a little light for this one. So this is a clip that I'm going to play you where we talk about being by our lonesome and being inconvenient to other people. And how do we deal with doing these things every day? So check out this clip of Stay Woke and make sure you tune in midnights. 102.5 The Bone or theboneonline.com.
I kind of invited myself. You know?
Yeah.
I invited myself.
You didn't invite yourself, but you hinted.
I feel like I invited myself. And is that okay to invite yourself to something? I feel like we're on the level of friendship where I can be very upfront about that sort of thing. Like, hey, what are you doing for Gasparilla? And if you're doing something, can I tag along? I'm inviting myself.
Oh, and that's definitely true. I mean, I know that you when we spoke earlier about it, that you had plans already, but I guess those plans fell through.
Well, they didn't fall through. It was just I thought about those plans, and it really just didn't make sense because the people that I was going to go stay with, good friends of mine, they want to start. I was texting the girl today. She wants to be out of her house by 9, which means drinking probably at 8:30. And Mama goes to sleep at 3 a.m. I'm not waking up at 7 to start drinking by 8:30. I'll be done by 8:45. And if I don't get sleep, I will be a huge bitch.
And that was another thing that I was worried about, too, because I don't want to do that either.
Mm.
I'm not interested in doing the really early drinking and getting up early and all that stuff.
No, especially if you're trying to go into the later hours of the evening. No way I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm. But this is supposedly around noon when this is happening. So that's a good timing.
Beautiful. Yeah, you know what that gets? Hell yeah. Noon is perfect timing to start drinking.
But you didn't. I mean, I feel like you didn't really invite yourself. I think you just hinted. And
I don't think
you were being
sure
pushy.
I wrote, I am inviting myself. That was yesterday, perhaps.
Maybe you did. But we're buds. I don't mind you coming along.
Okay.
You know, I think
it'd
be fun.
Yeah. Do you invite yourself to stuff with your good friends, or is it just simply implied when you ask what someone is doing that you would like to join the festivities?
Yeah, I think it's usually implied.
Not rude.
I don't like to invite myself. I wouldn't want to be anywhere where I had to ask.
Really?
I need to be invited.
So you wait to be invited.
Yeah.
So if the roles were reversed and I was the cool person with friends and you wanted to come to my friend's party, how would you go about asking me?
I wouldn't.
What, really?
I would just not go and not mention anything.
What?
Or you know what I'd probably do? I'd be like, oh, that sounds really fun. That sounds cool. And that's it.
That's it?
And then hope that you would get the hint.
You wouldn't say, like, hey, what are you doing for Gasparilla?
Maybe I would do that.
And then be
like, but if you already told me, like, if it was already in that conversation where you told me already what you were doing, then that would be past that point, you know?
Why not? I mean, like, if I didn't ask you what you were doing and you're like, oh, that sounds fun, and I just didn't know that you didn't have plans, maybe I assumed you had plans when you didn't.
Potentially. I don't know. I'm always afraid of in my life being overstaying my welcome. You know,
being intrusive,
okay. Being annoying. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Like I have close friends that I'm close with.
Right.
Them I'll bug and bother.
Yeah.
But you know, people in the outside, even coworkers that we work with.
Sure.
I'm terrified of being too intrusive and
being
too friendly with them because I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Mm.
So it's just a big fear that I have. And I probably miss out on a lot of cool stuff because I'm not being as assertive as I probably should be with people.
I like being very upfront and forward because I feel like it's often appreciated and I don't do it all the time. Like if it was always like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm like, can I go? Obviously that's annoying. But every once in a while, if you're doing something cool and I don't have plans or I think that your plan would be better suited to my schedule, I'll be like, hey, that sounds cool. Can I invite myself? Which is me inviting myself.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. So I have a friend tomorrow that's going to Disney World.
Cool.
By himself.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. He seems to think that it will be a very relaxing experience.
Uh-huh. How old is this person?
Older than us, a little bit.
How old's that?
Like 35-ish.
Okay.
37, in that kind of age range.
Disney World,
I
Not
think.
Not Epcot? Or...
Oh, I thought Epcot was part of Disney World. I don't know anything.
Oh, maybe it is.
Going
Magic
to Disney.
Kingdom is
whatever.
What I'm
going to Orlando to see the Disney stuff.
Okay. Going to all the parks.
Yeah. Is there anything that you do by yourself that other people are like, that's not fun to do alone at all? Because I recently started going to the movies by myself and I freaking love it.
Yeah.
Everyone told me, like, oh, that's really sad. You don't want to go you have no one to go with. I'm like, that's the point, is you go, you sit alone, you laugh alone, you cry alone, you leave alone, And it's just a jolly good time. You don't have to kind of coordinate with anybody. It is a very, very relaxing experience.
I tell you, I mean, I'm alone by myself quite often with a lot of things just because of my schedule stinks. And, you know, like, I'll tell you what I love, though, about being alone. One of these good things, there's a diner near my apartment that I love. And every weekend, it is completely packed with people. And it's 45 minutes, an hour. You know, to wait. But I go in there, people are sitting outside and everything, and I go, hello. And they go, hi, how many? And I say, just me. And then they go, oh, do you just want to sit at the counter? They have a counter space. So counter space is just like the single stools, you know, there. And I go, sure, sounds good to me. And I go, all right, we'll take you right now. Nice. And I go sit down there, get my breakfast, and by the time I leave, I see the same people still waiting for a dining table.
Wow.
So I prefer just going to eat by myself. Now, I didn't like it at first. You know, it's weird.
When was at first? Like, when did you start doing that sort of thing?
The first time I did that was with, I went and got sushi by myself. Okay. Which I just...
That's weird.
I don't think
that's
I would go
weird.
Get sushi by myself.
That's more of an interactive experience, I feel. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but you're right.
Because, like, I feel like I could go to Chipotle by myself. That's fine.
Yes.
But
that would be okay.
But
if you're going to do that, do you eat in the restaurant or do you pick it up?
Well,
oh, that's
yes,
weird.
Yes and no. Yes and no. It depends on my schedule, but I prefer to eat it at the restaurant because I'm usually hungry. I don't like taking food to go and eat somewhere else. Like, I see the food. I want to eat it right then and there.
Oh, you just bring it home.
Nah, nah, dude.
Oh, I prefer that. I hate eating by myself. But I don't know. For some reason, breakfast feels okay for some
reason.
Really?
I feel like breakfast is sadder.
It is sadder.
Yeah.
Why do you think that? What makes you think that?
I really can't articulate why. I don't know. I feel like breakfast is like a, like it's the biggest meal of the day sort of a thing. And you want to.
Just the culture.
I think of breakfast like brunch sort of thing, I guess. Maybe throw it in that category. And I don't want to have mimosas by myself. That sounds sad.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to
drink. That sounds
sad.
But when I first moved to Michigan, before then, I was like a puppy. Like, I needed attention all the time. Like, way more than now. Look at me. Look at me. I would always say, I would never say that, but kind of with my
in
actions.
Your head.
Yeah, basically I wanted to be looked at. I wanted people to pay attention to me. And then I went to Michigan and what happened was I went from wild to mild a little too quickly. Like I was getting crazy like the week before doing all the things that people do.
Gotcha. Yeah.
At the parties and whatnots in downtown and spending 12 hours out, you know, seeing DJs and getting crazy with my friends. And then a week later, I didn't know anyone in the state and there was deer in my backyard. And I was like, how did we get here and how the hell do I get out of it? And then it was the polar vortex. So I couldn't leave my house. And all my grad school buddies were, you know, they were nerdy, but like, you know, they didn't have a lot of friends because they didn't know how to, they were socially inept sort of, you know.
And they're so, probably studying a lot too.
Yeah, and I was,
productive.
You know, kind of the black sheep of the group because I'm like, let's get effed up. And they're like, we're getting our PhD. And I'm like, that sucks. So at first I hated it. I hated being alone. It was so lonely. Then I got used to it, and then I started to prefer it. And then now it's to the point where I need it. Yeah. Like, if I'm around people for a while, like, the longer I'm with people, the more time I need to recharge solo, by myself. I don't want to talk to anybody. Even just having someone in my presence is, like, not fully comfortable. Sometimes, if I'm in that sort of introverted state of mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does make sense. I kind of feel the same way because, you know, I have a day job, and I'm, like, friends with my bosses and stuff. So it's, like, hanging out kind of, and I can still kind of, you know, do my thing over there while I'm at work.
Sure.
Do my laundry. I, you know, do my podcast stuff. Sure. And then I work as well.
Do you take a nap?
I fit it in. I don't take naps, okay. But there's other people there that
I do. I know. And I love it when you have your Instagram stories or have you texted it to me, and it's like this woman napping on the couch, like just infuriating you.
Oh, I hate it.
Do you interact with your boss on social media?
No.
Does he listen to this program?
Sometimes.
Okay, you must know then.
Oh, they know.
They don't care?
I ratted her out, yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What did you say?
I said, hey.
Snooze McGee over here.
Yeah, taking a little... work nappies on the clock over here. And they go, oh, yeah, we know. Like, one boss, Dan, he's just like, yeah, I just accepted that I'm going to be paying her until she dies or I die. That's just what I expect. I'm like, oh, geez, man, that's so depressing. But, no, so anyway, so I have my day job, and then I usually, you know, come home for a little bit before I come here again, right. And I'm interacting with Johnny and Ryan and you out with you for an hour. So I kind of need some time to just chill. I like to take a nap if I can, you know, might be able to squeeze that in a few nights a week, you know, work out a little bit, maybe go for a run if I didn't get there in the morning, you know, whatever. And then by the time that's completed and done, almost time to come here.
Right.
So I definitely need that time. And it's like I want to, you know, go out on dates and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good window of time.
Meet a lady or something. But most of the time, I'm just like, man, I don't really want. I want to and I don't want to.
I love being alone, dude.
I really like it, too. But
I love it so much. And like you said, like my job at Horn Blasters is very interactive. Like, it's basically just one big office, and there's, like, you know, eight or six desks, say. And everybody's talking to each other, making jokes, and then I come here, and it's just shooting the S with my buddies.
Yeah.
And so by the time I get home, I don't want to talk to nobody.
No.
I just want to...
And you have a roommate, too.
But here's the thing, though, and Rachel and I have this... we have an incredible bond. She's an incredible girl and a friend, just one of the best friends ever. She's awesome. Anyways, luckiest person in the world that I found her on Craigslist. Anywho, we don't see each other at all during the week because when I wake up, she's gone for work. And when I come home, she's asleep because she wakes up at like 6 every day. And I wake up probably like 8:39 because I go to bed at like 3:30, which isn't good, but whatever.
Yeah.
So we don't see each other at all, despite the fact that we do live together 7 days a week. So when the weekend comes, it's usually Saturday is our only day that we both have off.
Yeah.
So we really, you know, appreciate
so you like seeing
the
each other.
Oh, yeah. We get very excited.
I had that arrangement with an old roommate of mine. He was a really good friend of mine, too. Well, he still is. But he worked at night. I worked during the day.
Mm.
So by the time I would hear him come in the morning around 7, you know, I'd sleep for another hour. He'd be in bed. I'd get up, take a shower.
It's beautiful.
And be out the door. So it was like we had our own place at different times.
It feels that way. It feels that way.
It was a sweet situation.
It is perfect. And you know who's perfect? Mm. Rachel. I love her so much.
All right, there we go. So we're pathetic losers, pretty much. Man, I do not miss having a roommate. Holy hell. It was fun, you know, as a younger fella in your late teens, early 20s. You get to hang out with your buddy all day. But now, I just like having my own mess. If it's my mess, then it's my mess. I don't have to worry about it cleaning up after everybody. You can just walk around nude whenever you want. That's a really big benefit to living alone. You can't really do that if you have a roommate. They don't really approve of that sort of thing. Believe me, I learned the hard way. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. If you call and leave a voicemail, I'll play it next week. And I'd like to hear from you. Oh, I got some magnets in today. They're pretty cool. HMB radio magnets, good for the fridge, the car. A little small for the car, but people do that. If you send me your mailing address, if you DM me on Instagram or Twitter at @home_made_man, send me your address. I will put some in the mail for you, or you can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@RadioSt.Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, and I will send some out to you, along with some stickers and goodies and stuff. I appreciate you listening. Make sure you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/HMBRadio, and like Radio St. Pete while you're there, too, RadioSt.Pete. And you can follow Radio St. Pete on Instagram and Twitter at Radio St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete. So with that, I will leave you for the week. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, I want you to stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thank you. Appreciate it. Make sure you rate and subscribe. It only takes a second. Really helps me out. And I will talk to you next week. Tell a friend. Thanks. And I like you more than a friend. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya later. Bye-bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.